And these murders in California? I was going very quickly on purpose. Dr. Shapiro fidgeted as though she might jump up and leave at any moment. She shrugged, clearly impatient with the interview. I wondered if her therapy sessions felt like this to her patients. I just don't see it. It's hard to know what might have happened to Mary once she left here, but as for the woman that I knew... She shook her head back and forth several times. The only part of the story that makes sense is Los Angeles. How so? I asked. There was some interest in her story a few years ago. Some movie people came and went. Mary permitted the interviews, but as a state's ward, she didn't have the autonomy to grant any farther-reaching permission. Eventually, they lost interest and went away. During her last couple of years here, I think they were the only visitors she had. Who? I took out my notebook, folded it open. I need to know more about this. Are there records of the visits? Anything. I don't actually recall any names, she said. And beyond that, I'm a bit uncomfortable with the level of disclosure here. I might refer you back to Dr. Blaisdell if you want more specific information. He'd be the one to release it. I wondered if she was feeling protective of her patient, or maybe just late for something on her social calendar. The clock said 5:46. I realized I might do better elsewhere, in which case I had to get going as well. I thanked Dr. Shapiro for her time and help, and headed back to the administration building. I was running. Chapter 114. Still in all, I was feeling like a real cop again, and it didn't seem half bad to me.